Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The Supreme Court's decision to uphold the health overhaul law is front and center today on Capitol Hill. The Republican-controlled House is debating whether to repeal the measure again, and there have been news conferences and committee hearings on the impact of the court's decision. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News covered the Ways and Means session. Mary Agnes, welcome. The focus there, of course, was on taxes. What were the highlights?
They talked a lot about the Supreme Court's decision that Congress could, through its taxing powers, levy a penalty on individuals who didn't purchase health insurance by 2014.
And the mandate.
The mandate, exactly, the individual mandate. And Republicans were saying, looking that this deserves to be looked at closely, and if Congress were going to be allowed to do that, where would it end? Could they stop, could future Congresses use their taxing authority for the good of the country? Dave Camp, who's the chairman of the committee, talked about, is this a first step into a brave new world of uncontrolled congressional power on taxation? Now, Democrats, for their part, made it very clear. They looked at the idea of that not a lot of folks will have to pay this penalty. They talked about Congressional Budget Office estimates that it's about 1% of Americans would be faced with the penalty. They also spent a lot of time talking about things in the law that people like. No more lifetime limits on coverage. Adult children up to 26 being allowed to stay on a parent's health insurance plan. The fact that millions more Americans will get coverage. And they basically have said, as President Obama has said, the Supreme Court has spoken on this. Now we need to move on.
As I said at the top, the court's decision was front and center on the Hill today. Republicans may not win the war, that is, repeal this law, but they could win some battles along the way. I think a day like today really points out that it is important who controls the House.
In the House of Representatives, Republicans control the committee schedule. They can control the floor schedule. So they can do, as they did today, schedule a lot of hearings on the tax element of the health law, on how it affects the healthcare industry, on how it affects physicians and patients, have this kind of full court press looking at some of the elements of the health law that they think are the weak spots. I think you may have future hearings on the Medicaid expansion, on the subsidy levels. As we talked about, they had one today on the individual mandate. They want to focus on those and get that messaging out there.
And it appeals to the base. It also forces Democrats to address the issues, some issues they perhaps would rather not.
Right. For example, the idea that someone could be taxed if they didn't comply with the mandate. And the idea today was raised in the Ways and Means Committee, this idea, well, now, for example, there's no jail time if you don't pay that penalty. But couldn't a future Congress come back and lift that restriction? Couldn't a future Congress come back and raise those penalties? And of course they could. Those are the sorts of things Democrats really wouldn't want to talk about, but Republicans are forcing it.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, the House is taking yet another vote on whether to repeal the law. The outcome is not a surprise, but again, it will go to the Senate and it will die, right?
Exactly.
And so the purpose is what we've just discussed?
It's the messaging machine. You can say, as Republicans campaigning for office, remember in the next election we've got control of the White House and Congress at stake. You can say to the American public, we want to rip this out by the roots. And in order to do it, we need to have control. And you, the voter, need to give us control. So this continues that messaging.
And I think we will continue to talk about this through this campaign season.
I think we will.
Thank you so much. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd.